From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Milking a 1,300-pound Holstein? Easy. Milking a 1-gram almond? Hard. That's the line from a humorous new video posted on Facebook last week, poking pragmatic fun at food labeling. According to AgWeb.com, the 3-minute video asks, what defines milk for you as a third-generation nut milker tends his herd of almonds? In roughly 24 hours, the video was viewed more than 200,000 times and received nearly 800 comments. Agriculture and other U.S. industries that rely heavily on trade found hope last week with reports of progress on NAFTA talks. America's For Farmers and Families reports, Mexico is touting significant advancements in the negotiations, with the thorniest issues likely to be addressed in the coming weeks, and Canada expects to join the talks soon. The progress follows the Trump administration's plan for $12 billion in emergency aid to producers, but many say they'd rather sell goods than accept government assistance. An amendment added to the Senate spending bill would grant livestock haulers another year-long extension to implement electronic logging devices. The amendment was proposed by Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer to delay implementation of the ELD mandate until September 30th of next year. She tells AgWeb.com the legislation is important because livestock haulers face different challenges from other transporters who are currently using ELD under regulations from the Department of Transportation. There is currently an extension in place for ELD implementation that expires next month. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.